Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
All right, so it is... It is now 8 minutes to 9 o'clock, and I'm still riding with Lebo Mashile. Lebo, how's it been so far? Is this your puppy and place every day? Yes. I was saying off air, listeners, if I did this gig, maybe Monday, Tuesday, by Wednesday, I would be, it would be me and Savannah and tears.
So I'm so glad you agreed to do this. And
but I have infinite respect for you, because you get in there and your command of current affairs and your ability to get to the crux of the issue while the politicians are spinning. I mean, with all due respect to our guests, it's a load. It's a load.
So Leroy is usually he brings the weekend and flushes over. You see all of that. All of that, ne? And he brings the weekend sunshine.
I'm the weekend neutralizer. I bring it all in.
And so this is how we put our feet up.
I love that for you.
After all of this.
Love it.
You know, and now we're going to go into weekend mode. Isn't that what we need?
That's exactly what you need.
Oh. After a week of this, we need Leroy. And so he's here in studio with
us. I look forward to the week where we go, wow, what a quiet week, eh?
No. Never. In South Africa?
Nothing much happened.
No.
So what are you up to this weekend? What a quiet week.
No. Never in South Africa. The volume is always high.
It's a movie.
The gem blasters outside.
So what are we watching this weekend?
You know, I know that. So every week, Lebo, we have a tug of war, Pamela and I, about when I bring to the table what I dish out for the weekend. Some things are not to her taste, because Pamela, as you know, she's
very skirmish.
I always say you're soft. You're not skirmish. You're just soft. But there are some interesting movies that have hit the theaters this week.
Okay.
And I want to start off with the one that's based in 1990. The movie's called 1992. It features Tyrese Gibson. For the first time in his life, he actually acts. He came to work. So,
But he did the iconic baby boy back in the day. Marat, it's also long ago.
I think what he's very good at, he's very good at giving us period pieces where he's got a bit of anger or he has some skin in the game. Because you know the Fast and the Furious franchise, right?
Oh, yeah. The Fast and the Furious. How could I forget that? Yeah.
So Tyrese, he was coming along. He was just walking in onto set and he was just giving us the bare minimum. And I think Fast and the Furious didn't require much of him. This is so interesting. So remember the Rodney King issue that happened in 1992?
Yes, that was huge. The explosive race riots in Los Angeles. Yeah.
So this is based in around that time where those police officers who beat Rodney King.
Yes.
And then there was a big televised, I think it was the beginning of televised, law. Courtroom drama.
Yes.
It was the first
after
time
that it was OJ.
Then we started getting more and more of them.
This as
that,
yeah.
And also then seeing how they would trickle into sort of the mainstream, because before then television, it's the first reality show, really.
It does.
Yeah.
It's true.
First reality, because
they became cultural reference points. Comedians,
exactly.
And popular culture picked up on a drama series. I mean, it's one of those canon events.
And it was so weird because we were able to now rally against a particular issue as a sort of class, right? Whether it's the demographic of being black or being marginalized. So we know the story of Rodney King. So the story then revolves around that. Tyrese is 1992, so this is when the trial is happening, right? Mm. This is the day of the verdict, right?
Woo!
All the news wires are running with the story.
Yes.
LA is on fire. Tyrese himself, the character called Mesa, he comes from prison and he has a son who has a very turbulent relationship with. I mean, he's been in prison, so he hasn't been there around for his kid growing up. And he works at this particular factory where they make catalytic converters which have platinum in them.
Oh.
So they're very sought after for the platinum.
Ooh.
So he works there, and then so outside, it's hot. And he says to his boss, listen, do you mind if I bring my son here? Because I'm worried he's going to get involved in all of this, what's going on right now with the whole Rodney King thing. And we're already, he's already acting out
because
of him being away. And then there's a group of people, without giving it away, who are intending to rob the factory where he works. So it becomes this interesting fight, the way there's two ground zeros, being the fight happening outside with the LA riots about Rodney King, and then him being inside fighting these guys who are trying to take over. And so we had like movie within a movie or scene within a scene.
And this reversal also of the racial dynamic,
it is
right?
Interestingly enough that you say that, because the two would-be assailants who are coming to take the, you know, to steal this platinum happened to be white folk. and it's so funny that he is fighting the white folk inside the firm, in the factory, while...
But the streets are fighting the white folk outside for killing, for beating a black man. I mean, Rodney King ended up getting $1 million for every blow that the cops gave him.
And then you should have read his obituary in the New York Times after when he passed away a decade or two later, where they had this wonderful... It was, you could see that he had sprawled, what you say, a cultural reference to the canon event, right? Yes. It was that, like, a zeitgeist moment.
Yes, yes.
And for me, for them to have... Well, Tyrese... You know?
But you know,
I think Tyrese is perfect for it, actually.
Okay, let me put it this way. The entire film, I think, was really well shot.
Yes.
Very well shot, very well directed. If nothing else, it captured the essence. If you were not there in 1992, watching this will give you everything you need. The intensity. But you know, it also made me think America hasn't moved very far.
Next.
Hasn't moved very far from that 1992 movie.
What's so sad is that the critics, you know, when they were reviewing this, they were talking about how you could really literally change the buildings, change the time frame, you know, put up the view, and it would be exactly the same because it hasn't changed. For me, it's very interesting because actually, when I was walking down the corridor coming here, there was a video of Kamala Harris on the screen, and I just thought that it's so weird how America has sent us this big PR, you know, very good PR, and it's just, you know, it broke down over the last 10 years, because now we're seeing
the reality
of it. And for someone who's never lived in the US, you start to see, well, actually, what happened to the good old days? You know, I still watch old episodes of One on One and Girlfriends. And I'm like, where's this America? That's the one I want. So I'm absolutely engrossed with this. It's in theaters from tomorrow. It's called 1992, around the year where it was shot. It is absolutely brilliant.
It's a good pick.
It's a really good pick. It's a really good pick.
The rest here, Heike.
Hey, who will be
hosting? Heike.
Oscar.
Hey. Heike. The rest, all my eight fingers watching.
Well, let me tell you what Pimpin was referring to. It's a little movie that came out called Crow.
Okay.
So this is really interesting for me because it's part of a franchise. So we had these Crow movies.
Is it
movies.
The Crow the one where Bruce Lee's son died?
Yes.
They remade it.
They remade it. So this is the fifth installment.
That's the one. Okay,
installment number five. So this is actually very interesting because I always enjoy, I don't enjoy horror and thrillers very much, but I enjoy when the story is like at least something novel, right?
Yeah,
not just
a good story.
You know,
it's a good story.
So what happens is that we have this couple, they meet in sort of a rehab center where they find love in each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The young lady, Shelley, she gets in because she has an incriminating video on her phone that is wanted by some nefarious characters. So she gets herself arrested so that she can be put in this...
she can go and be detained.
Detained in this place, yeah.
Okay.
And then so she is detained and then she finds Oprosky, Eric. Eric is in there already because he's had some traumas of his own. And we see it. Yeah, we see it. But, you know, his pony died and there were some hard things that happened. But what happens is that then they get brutally murdered because people who want this piece of content that he has on the phone. Yeah. And so to save Eric, then decides, so the whole story is that there's a crow. Each of us have a crow that when we pass, that crow will then take our souls over to the other side. But if your death was particularly gruesome, where you need to have some retribution, the crow will give you one chance to come back and exact your revenge, as it were.
Ooh.
So they go off. Eric then says, I want to do it. I'll do it because so he comes back as an immortal character. And then he goes back and exacts revenge. But it has it in the most I saw, there were times where I was like, hey, I just stand up and walk away because it's done so well. And there's moments also where you start seeing people who are around in the community who've been given these powers who are also had the bartering with the devil, right?
So you're able to see who are these souls.
You can. So one of the souls, for instance, has the ability to whisper in the ear to make you do things. And there's a big twist about that particular character involving Shelley and Eric, the couple. One of the rules is that you're able to come back as long as the love you have for the person who's passed is pure. Eric's love is then corrupted when he sees what is actually in the cell phone that was lost.
Oh.
That was what they were after. It's an absolutely gripping
and
movie.
The visuals, tell me about the visuals, because it's based on a cartoon, right? Not a cartoon, but animated series, graphic series.
The crude way to describe it, is also because I don't have enough English at this hour, is... It's almost emo, but not in a bad way. It reminds me very much of Sin City. You know that very hard
drawing?
Very dark.
Red, Eric black, has, white.
Eric has this wonderful tattoos all over him. So really you're like, mmm. And then as he continues, he's almost like his mascara's running, right? So he has this very weird, and then he becomes paler and paler and paler. So he looks like the undead. But not in a grotesque way. He's just saying, okay, Caravelli, not
There's
alive.
There's something going on, Lana.
You know? So it is one of my favorites just because of how they captured the story. Because I was engrossed, even though I don't like the genre.
Yes.
I was engrossed because there was a lovely story underneath. And it's been in theaters since last week, Friday on the 23rd of August. So you can definitely watch it.
That's a date night one, so you can like snuggle up in the theater.
we need to quickly wrap it. So we've only got time for one.
Okay, cool. I want to tell you about Blood Legacy only because it's been everywhere on the timeline, right?
Yep.
So everyone's been talking about this. It's a new movie. It features Abakule Shabalala, Ubu William Dladla, Silomaki Kangube, Palance Dladla, all the good ones, okay? Ubab Treasure, Ngosi, he's also in it. Basically, think about... a big empire. The daughter's come back and now she's running the empire and part of the family. 20-part series by Netflix. Here's my issue with it. You've seen this before. You've seen this in The Queen. You've seen this in The River. You've seen this in
Love a family empire.
Family empire, but now it's what I've enjoyed about it is that at least with the previews, you've got to see how it's been expertly written. For me, what I'm enjoying right now is that our content is being well written. We've got great writers.
Yes, we do.
They are really putting the boat out. Abo Tabang Mulewa and Abo Patu Chedzo, like they're doing massive work. But what I really enjoy about this is that it's set in KZN. So we start looking there where we've got they go into the greed and power and all of those things happening in the sugarcane area. It is absolutely amazing to watch because it's coming out in September, so I'm telling you now because there's a lot of press happening towards it, so I don't want you to be lost in the mix.
Okay.
It is going to be one of the favorite for the year. If this doesn't get us after, I don't know what will.
Wow.
Thank you, Leroy.
Bye-bye.
Always
what
nice having you.
Thank you so much.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.